Wishing you a beautiful Friday. I hope you've had a good week and that your weekend ahead is full of nice things. So carrying on with this week all around letting go from our body, and similar to what we did last week about when we let go of something, we create space for something else. So today I want you to go on an appreciation for your body and for yourself. You know, I said to you on Monday that who you are right now is where you are. It is a sign of a life lived, of massive life experiences, from far-ranging emotions to understanding of yourself to evolving in yourself. And I think we spend so much time looking at how to change ourselves and fix ourselves, which we've talked about many a time here, and it's time for me, that we often just don't remember and say, Jesus, do you know what, like, I really need to honor who I am in this moment, like, because who I am not only is wonderful, but who I am is who is sitting with me today. And I think as we start to let go of the stress from the body, how the impact of different situations has had on the body, like we talked about on Monday, we have to have a new appreciation for our physical body now and how we're going to treat that. So your body may be carrying trauma, for example, from situations that have happened in the past. Some of you who have children, you may have gone through birth trauma. You may have gone through difficult pregnancies. That stuff can stay with you for a long time. Some of you may have had illnesses. Some of you may have had stress or fatigue. Like, I think at some point in your life, you'll have had stress in the body. Your body may have responded to that. So how can you create a space now to really mind your body now? Because our body is who we are. Like, it's not who we are on a soul level, but it's who we are physically here now. It's what carries us through our life every single day. And creating space for the body to be nurtured and looked after is extremely important. And I know I've spoken about this quite a lot, like, definitely over the last few months, because our body, you know, it's just like such an important part of us. Like, but as you let go, and we again this week do this in unison, we're clearing space within the body, we're creating new space within the body. It's really important to think about things that maybe were your go-to pattern for stress responses. Maybe you had mechanisms that you thought helped you cope with things, but they didn't. Maybe you reach for food or alcohol or drugs or other substances to help kind of numb things. So, you know, and help you, like, forget about things that are bothering you. So today it's about, how can I create a better space for me? What does my body need now as I let go of these past elements? Like, if I let go of even things that are presently going on, how can I support myself? This isn't about dieting. This isn't about giving out to yourself. It's about being accountable to yourself and to say, like, what does my body need right now? That could be rest. That could be a certain type of food. That could be body work to release trauma and stress. That could be a massage. That could be craniosacral therapy. That could be Reiki healing. That could be you simply just lying down in your bed and breathing. It needs something, because you need something. We all do, to sustain and maintain your body's natural flow of energy that's always working through us. I mean, when you think probably of the stresses you've been through, can you imagine what your body's been through? Like, it's incredible to think what our body goes through, and we often don't acknowledge it because we can be so much in our mind. I think we can all probably say we've had moments where we sit and we go, oh my God, I'm absolutely exhausted. Like, I just need this to stop. And yet we probably keep pushing ourselves, or we treat our body even worse at those times by not responding to what it needs, not listening to what it needs. So this is the week, as you let go of letting go now of how you've treated your body in the past, how you've pushed your body, how you've stressed your body, how you've overwhelmed your body, how you've tired your body out. This is the week to also work towards letting that go and healing that way of being. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you next week. I am away currently, so next week's teachings will be on Thursday and Friday. So just if you don't hear from me in between, that's the only reason why. I will be back on Wednesday, so I will be able to send those teachings out then. So have a great week, and I'll talk to you really soon.